Hello, friends and coffee aficionados and aspiring entrepreneurs. This is Jerzy Dolany from Ristretto Time, the podcast starting and running your own coffee shop. Today is April 14th, 2023. I think the last episode I recorded was at least 8 months ago. I am floored by the number of listeners to the podcast, even though I don't maintain it anymore, and the number just keeps growing and growing beyond my expectations, and it's ranking in the top 10 in a few countries in entrepreneurship. That's amazing beyond anything I could have imagined. I was going through some drafts that I had recorded maybe 3 years ago, and I saw this draft of a very short 4 minute mini podcast I called Ristretto Shots, off a letter I'd received of a listener who was an aspiring entrepreneur, and he sent me, he wanted to start his coffee shop and he wanted to start small, and then we had exchanged a couple of emails, and then finally he sends me a few pictures of the work that he had done at an event, you know, selling coffee there. And I was so impressed and obviously just really in awe of that work. Anyway, I had also noticed that I had not published this specific short episode, and I felt like it really needs to see the light of day. So I am publishing it today. Enjoy this at least 2-year-old episode of Ristretto Shots that was never published, and it's coming to light today. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Ristretto Shots, a supplemental podcast of Ristretto Time that drops every Wednesday. I'm your host, Jerzy Dolany. Welcome to this new episode of Ristretto Shots. Again, Ristretto Shots is literally just mini 3 to 4 minute episodes on just some small topics here and there that I drop every midweek. Today's episode is going to be very, very different from what I've done in the past because I am going to read an email I've received from one of our listeners, and it honestly made my day, actually made my week. So I'm going to read the email, and it's so inspiring to me that I felt like I had to share this with anybody who's listening. So this is from Phil. Phil is from Southwest Missouri, so I'm just going to go ahead and just read the email. And it says, "Hi, Jerzy. If you remember, I'm the one that sent an anchor message back in December about starting small in Southwest Missouri. Well, a friend of mine owns an outdoor off-roasting company in downtown Springfield. I'd casually mentioned to him that I've been waiting to do more coffee. Shortly after I send you that message, he asked if I'd want to brew coffee at a monthly get-together. Yesterday, it was the first event. He supplied the space, I supplied the coffee, and another friend of ours helped serve and clean up. Income was based on a tip basis, but my buddy would bail me out if we didn't make any profit. We had probably 80 to 100 people show up. It was just like a cocktail party, but afterwards they all peeled off and went off-roading. I already owned the brewing equipment, so my cost was super low. I spent $55 on beans, $10 on water, and miscellaneous. I threw a couple of $5 in the tip jar to set up the expectation. Total tips came in at $105, so we cleared $40. Phil, that's actually a great idea to just throw some money in. And then the email continues. I learned a lot that will help me make next time even better. My brand name didn't resonate with the outside world and needs rethinking. My checklist was on point, and I only missed a few random things, like duct tape. I've done coffee for so long in this area for other shops, I actually felt awkward promoting myself for a change. Also, a couple of people actually recognized me from when I worked a few years ago and thought I was there for that company. So I need some sort of banner, table skirt, business cards, etc. to help me combat that. It feels amazing doing work for myself. Knowing I have the ability to generate a source of income I love that's outside my day job. Anyway, figured you'd be stoked to hear this. Your podcast is super helpful for mindset and thinking through these through things as a business owner. It's a whole different level of strategy and problem solving. I attached a pic for fun. Phil. And that's where the email ends. And it was honestly, like, I'm reading it now and it feels like I'm just reading it for the first time again. And I am so honored. And I feel so blessed that I'm able to help even very, very little. I mean, it sounds to me like Phil didn't really need a nudge. I mean, he's been in the industry for a long time, but I am so happy that that what I'm sharing here, you know, my experience, just provides even the slightest help to anybody out there. So, you know, if you're listening and you're out there on the sidelines and you're thinking, I can't do this, I mean, it doesn't have to be insane. Like, if you remember from that email, you know, they made $40 profit that day. You know, he made $40 profit that day. But, you know, it's that $40 is just so much more worth than anything you do when you're working for somebody else. You know what? Because it's your money. It's your hard work. You get to a point where you get your confidence, you gain your confidence, and it's just those little wins. It's those little wins that make it worth it. It's that $40 that you got today, and maybe you can make it $40 tomorrow, and maybe you can make it $60 the next day. And you know what? If you keep at it, then it's not going to be two or three more dollars. It's going to be more zeros added to that effort. So I'm so, so happy. If you're out there and you're thinking you want to do this and you've been standing on the sidelines, I hope this email I read today from Phil makes you just go, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go there with a thermos of coffee and, I don't know, just sell three cups, see if anybody will buy it. You know, just try it out. The worst that could happen is you find out what you need to do next time to make it better. So it's out there for your taking. You just have to go out there and do it. All right. And with that, I'll end this short episode of Ristretto Shots, but this is the most fun I've had recording an episode. And you know, if you're out there and you're listening to these episodes or to these podcasts and they're making a difference, you know, I'd love to hear that too, because it just kind of, you know, validates also a lot of the stuff that I'm doing here at the end of the day. So, all right. And if anybody needs any help, any advice, you know, a little bit of a nudge, just let me know. I can be reached via email, dollani@gmail.com, and have a good day.